Greetings, fellow convention goers. My name is David Wallace, and I am the host, the maitre d', the master of ceremonies of Auto Assembly 2014. And I am coming to you today with some rather interesting information regarding Europe's largest Transformers convention. And I am joined, as I will be for most of the weekend on stage, by my compatriot, the man behind the power. He is the Will Riker of Auto Assembly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Billy Edwards.
Sans moustache, but yes, it's me. Hello, everybody.
How are you, number one?
I'm fine, and I'm clean-shaven, and I'm ready to go on this most strange of adventures for me. This is not the type of thing I would normally do, but hey-ho, somebody has to do it.
That's right, and you and I are always the ones doing it.
Absolutely.
He says with a completely straight face. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're here to do today is to go through some do's and don'ts for Auto Assembly. We appreciate the fact that for many of you, this is not your first go of the rodeo, but for some of you, it may be. And we thought we would put this podcast together as a nice little introduction for you to hopefully give you some insight into the convention itself, what you can expect, and just a few do's and don'ts. So, Billy, just to kick off, as I've already mentioned, Auto Assembly, it's the largest Transformers convention in Europe. It's produced by fans for fans, and it's going to be taking place at the Hilton Birmingham Metropole Hotel in Birmingham between the 8th and the 10th of August 2014, which means as of the time of this recording, ladies and gentlemen, we are basically 2 weeks and 1 day away. No, we're not. We're 2 weeks because I've just come off night shift and I don't know what day it is. So, we're recording this 2 weeks out. It's currently the 25th at the moment, so we're not far off.
Not far off at all. It's quite frighteningly close if you're staff. If you're anybody but staff, it's excitingly close, however.
Yeah. So let's just go over a few very basic things. First of all, let's talk about the hotel itself. As I said, it's the Birmingham Metropole Hotel. It's a 4-star hotel. And if you stay at the hotel, you will also have access to all of the hotel's facilities as well. So there's a pool, there's a gym, there's a hot tub, there's a fully licensed bar, several fully licensed bars, which you will hopefully get intimately familiar with.
Absolutely. A couple of nice restaurants as well.
Yeah, absolutely. In regards to are there any rooms left now, if anybody hasn't managed to get one yet?
Right, this is a question I keep receiving, and there seems to be some confusion out there, so I'm just going to lay it down straight. Auto Assembly receives an allocation of bedrooms, which is based on predicted attendee numbers. Okay, now, like every other event, we cannot get enough bedrooms for everybody, because if one person decides not to come, then there's a bedroom that we have to pay for, which that's not how hotels work. There are some bedrooms still available, but here's the problem that people are having. If I, for instance, want to stay from Saturday until Sunday, I would use the AA link found within my confirmation email. I'd add Saturday and Sunday to my Hilton basket, and then the system would say no. It would say no because Saturday is sold out. That doesn't necessarily mean that Sunday is sold out. And this is something which I would like people to understand. If you encounter that problem, please double check and see if there are any single days left, because every time I've checked this year, there have been a few single days left. So it's always worth looking.
Excellent. And the other thing, of course, is as well that the hotel that we're staying in, the Hilton, is right next to the Birmingham Convention Centre, which means that an awful lot of the time, as we've seen in years past, we are generally sharing the hotel with either other guests or alternatively other people that are going to be around at the NEC for events. We had QuiltCon a few years ago. And I believe we've got Ant and Deck this year.
We have indeed got Ant and Deck. See, this is one of the pitfalls of convention planning, is that At AA, we take the view that planning early is best. It gives people the most time to work out where they're going to stay and to be able to save up the money to do that. Now, the problem is, when you plan an event so far in advance, it means you can't anticipate things that are going to happen thereafter. The hotel, of course, is a convention hotel. It has to have more than one event running simultaneously. That means any second event at the hotel has to have its own allocation of bedrooms. We can't guarantee that any other events will not be taking place in the NEC complex, which is huge. I mean, it's a convention centre. It's constantly got events going on. And as you quite rightly point out, yes, sadly, an awful lot of bedrooms this year have been taken up by Ant and Dec, who I have it on good authority are receiving something like 17,000 attendees right on our doorstep, right on the weekend AA is happening. So that is the answer as to why so many hotels in the nearby area are struggling for rooms presently.
So if you can't get any the rooms that you require, you know, at the Hilton, you can always go onto the Auto Assembly website where there is a list of alternative hotels. Birmingham is a very big place and has an awful lot of places where you can look to stay. So, you know, just because the Hilton is sold out on the Saturday doesn't necessarily mean that you can't come along and attend and enjoy the full weekend of activities.
Absolutely not. The last time I checked, just a very quick point, but the last time I looked, a ticket from central Birmingham to the hotel, train ticket I'm talking, was only in the region of about £3. It might have gone up slightly since then, but it's still very cheap. So there are actually some good savings to be made if you don't mind that 10-minute train journey. If you've got a group of mates with you, all the better.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. However, because the hotel fills up very quickly, there may be the desire, perhaps, for people to start overfilling rooms, allowing people to crash on the sofa or crash on the floor of your room. Now, while we appreciate the fact that you're probably looking to do this as a favor to somebody, we would please ask you to not do this. Not only does this put you in considerable issue when it comes to health and safety in the hotel, but also it is not something that the hotel looks particularly favorably on, giving people free rooms. Not only could it have you ejected from the hotel for the weekend, ruining your weekend, but it could adversely affect Auto Assembly as well if it's perceived that we are letting this happen. You know, they are giving us a discount, they are letting us come to their hotel, they are allowing us to host Auto Assembly on their premises. We would ask that you show the hotel the same level of respect that you would show Auto Assembly.
I would just emphasize everything that David said there. We have a fantastic rapport with the hotel. We're getting some amazing deals from them because of that relationship, and it's something we don't want to endanger. So please don't do that. Even though you think you might be doing someone a favor, please think about the possible repercussions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the one thing that I think we get asked an awful lot is sort of how to get to the hotel, because as you've said, Billy, it isn't in central Birmingham. It's on the outskirts. What would you say is the best way for people if they are traveling in from Birmingham city centre, whether it's, you know, they've come in from another part of the country or they're going to be staying in Birmingham? What's the best way for them to get to the Hilton?
Really, the first thing you have to do is get to Birmingham from wherever you're travelling from. So Birmingham does have an international airport, which is on site, so international attendees are catered for. When you see the words Birmingham International, it does not only refer to an airport, it refers to a train station, which is linked to the airport by a free monorail. As I say, the international complex is pretty much on site. The hotel is very close to them. It's within walking distance, but there's also a courtesy bus available should you desire to have that. So in terms of getting from central Birmingham to Birmingham International, what you want to be doing is looking for Birmingham New Street train station. From there, it's only about a 10-minute train to Birmingham International. And as I said earlier, it's probably only going to cost you in the region of £3, maybe £4 these days. Now, there are a couple of things I would like to point out, because there has been a little bit of disruption, which I think it's important that people are made aware of. Firstly, if you haven't been to Birmingham New Street Station, that's the city centre station, in a couple of years, then don't expect to see it. It's now completely different. It's completely white. It's like you're in some kind of cyber-formed igloo is the only way I can describe it. There's extensive building going on one half. The other half is completely different. So allow yourself some extra time to have a look around. There is also some disruption on the train lines. Now, this is something in particular which I wish to bring to people's attention. National rail works are occurring in the Watford area. Watford, for people who don't know, is an area not far outside of central London, shall we say. The works are due to be occurring over the 9th to the 11th of August, so right over the AA weekend. And they will affect the line running between Birmingham and Euston being London. So Birmingham stations and London stations, Euston in particular, are going to be affected by this. So if you are travelling from the south, and I imagine most people travelling from the south will at some point get onto the Euston line, then please do check in advance. There's more information on this out there. If you go to nationalrail.co.uk/Watford, you'll have a full breakdown of the disruption and some planned alternatives. So please do bear that in mind. It's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Birmingham, you know, has always been the chosen destination for auto assembly because it's pretty much right in the middle of the country for everybody. But we appreciate the fact that not everybody lives in Birmingham, so just always be mindful. You know, before you choose to set off, you know, if you're coming by car, you know, check your routes and things like that. Don't let yourself get stuck in traffic or anything like that. Check your train times, check your flights if that's what you're going to be doing. Just be prepared, basically, because we want to see you there.
Sorry, I nearly cut you off, David. I'm just going to give a couple of hints based on what you said, actually, that just occurred to me. Firstly, if you are a person who's flying in, and you've got friends over here, do us a favour and give somebody your flight details. There's nothing worse than being sat in Birmingham wondering, where is my friend? Have they gotten lost and not made their connecting flight? So if you could do that, that'd save everyone a lot of worry. Won't help you, of course. You'll still be sat on a plane, but we're the important people, so tell us. Another thing is, if you are travelling by train and you've not booked your tickets yet, go ahead and do it now. Train tickets in the UK, boring legal point here, train services have to be advertised 12 weeks in advance of travel. Most operators, therefore, put tickets on sale at that time at the cheapest possible rate. Now, as David said, we are just a couple of weeks away from the convention now, but even the day before travel, you can get great discounts by booking online. So have a search online. It's definitely worth it.
Yeah, definitely. Right, okay, so once you're there, ladies and gentlemen, what can you expect from Auto Assembly itself? Well, as we say, we are the largest Transformers convention in Europe, and the convention takes place over the Friday night, the Saturday, and the Sunday. Now, there will be an awful lot of people who will be arriving on the Thursday. We've known that for many years because a lot of people like to use the Thursday and the Friday basically to catch up and make acquaintances and things like that. So if you're new to the convention and you're coming and you're going to get there and you think you're going to get there a little bit early, don't worry. There will be people knocking around. Not going to make any judgments here, but generally speaking, Transformers fans are easily recognizable. They're usually the ones
from the robots they're carrying.
Oh, really? I was just going to say from their basic lack of humanity. you will find us the bar area, which is pretty much as you walk through the door of the Hilton itself. You will see people sitting around. I know I'm going to be there on Thursday. Billy, I know you're going to be there late on the Thursday and things like that. People will be around. You know, if you're new to it and you don't know anybody, come up, get a drink, say hi. you know, and I'm pretty sure you'll get into the swing of things in no time whatsoever.
Absolutely. If you are a bit worried, if you're a bit anxious, I'm someone who suffers from anxiety. Hey, I'm on a podcast. That's weird enough for me. So I know what it feels like to walk into a convention for the first time. As well as being lots of people in the bar, there will also be a welcome desk there for the first day or so. If it proves popular, we'll leave it there all weekend. We probably will anyway, to be honest. Again, that will be in reception. So first and foremost, we'd say go ahead, go up into the bar, find a group of people who look like they might like robots, and just say, hi, I'm new, this is my first time, if it is your first time, can I join you guys? I've never known of anybody to say no. I don't know if you have, David, I've never known of any group to say no. Our clubs are better than yours and you can't stay with us. So everybody's always been really nice in my experience, so make sure you get involved. But as I say, there will be a welcome desk there with some staff who will be able to point you in the right direction, just if you're feeling a bit overwhelmed by everything.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. A couple of things about AutoAssembly. Now, generally speaking, we do have quite a large attendance figure for the convention that we hold. We usually see well over 500 attendees. However, what this does mean is that, unlike some of the other conventions that you may have heard about over the course of the last couple of weeks, we don't really suffer from the typical con issue that seems to be prevalent in the UK at the minute, which is I've bought my ticket and I can't get through the door. We appreciate the fact that some conventions have had a lot of bad press lately, entirely because of the fact that they're unable to cater for the amount of people that they have there. We are completely confident in being able to, first of all, honour any tickets that are bought and give you the opportunity to not only spend time and meet all of the guests, but also you'll also have the opportunity to do all of the shopping you want and to hang out, see all of the panels. I have never known it to be the case, nor do I ever expect it to be the case, that anybody would ever be turned away because of the fact that we didn't plan this properly. AutoAssembly is planned out well in advance. Our tickets go on sale further in advance than any other convention. We're doing these things a year in advance, and the reason that we're doing that is because, as I say, this convention is a convention by fans for fans. This AutoAssembly exists entirely because of the people that come to our show every year. It's a non-profit organisation. We don't make a penny off this. It's entirely done for your benefit and the benefit of other Transformers fans. So if you've got any worries about that, if you've been seeing anything in the news and you're worried about AutoAssembly being another one of those conventions, don't worry, it's not going to be. The biggest line that you will see will be Saturday morning and Saturday night, and that is purely because people like to queue up before the doors open. Once those doors open, people are in there and people are enjoying themselves. And it will take all of about 10 minutes to get that queue down. You may have a queue when picking up your packs and things like that. That does take a little bit more time, but we tend to do that in advance. So again, when the convention starts on Saturday, you're in and you're getting on with it. And hopefully you're enjoying yourself.
Absolutely. I can't add anything to that.
Yep. Do you want to very quickly just go over the food and drink with the hotel?
Yeah, I will do, because I know it's a concern for people. They save up all year to come. It's, you know, sometimes a bit of a stretch for people to afford the hotel, even at the great rates that we have. And then they think, oh, hang on, I've got my hotel money, I've got my robot money, what am I going to eat? Two answers to this. Firstly, if you've booked a bedroom at the AA rate, breakfast comes free as standard. A lot of people forget that every year, and I don't know why. They have brilliant breakfasts there. I think David will attest to this as well. We love the breakfast.
we are an all-you-can-eat breakfast kind of people, aren't we, Billy?
We really are, and that's exactly what you should be, because it is an all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet. So if you don't really have the money for lunch, eat more at breakfast. It's just common sense. Not a long story, but funny story. I know at least one couple who came along, I think it was last year, for the first time. They weren't really sure if they wanted to to do the whole convention experience. It was the breakfast that convinced them to come again this year. I'm sure they enjoyed AA as well, but they really enjoy the breakfast and the weekend at the hotel, so definitely go for breakfast. Thereafter, we have Swerve's Diner, which is our quirky way of saying, hey, the hotel has put on some fantastically priced food for us, which means you don't have to pay for the corporate price stuff in the bar. You can pay for that stuff if you want. It's very nice, but you know what? It's the same chef making this stuff, and it's really nice, and it's really cheap compared to everything else. In fact, it's quite cheap, generally speaking. I don't want to list any well-known establishments, that wouldn't be fair, but any well-known pubs out there who serve cheap food, they are priced in the same kind of vicinity. So definitely check out Swerve's Diner. It went down really well last year, so this year we've extended both the opening hours on each day and the opening days, which means it will be open from Friday, and then it will be open Saturday and Sunday. A lot of people last year really liked it, but wanted it open on Friday as well, so now you have that. Should we touch on drinks while we're here, David?
It is a key part of auto assembly.
That it most certainly is. Again, I don't want there to be any confusion with drinks, so I'll just explain this very simply. The main hotel bar, the one that you see as you come into the hotel and look to your left, is called the lounge bar. If you approach the bar staff wearing your AA lanyard and pass, you will get 20% off of any drinks that you order. And that is for the whole convention weekend. It doesn't run from, like, the Wednesday, if you're one of these people who get there really early, but it will run for all of the convention days, right up until, I think it's about, it's after midnight, actually, on Sunday, so it's a little bit more than the convention day. So 20% discount at the lounge bar with your AA pass. In addition, this year we have themed cocktails. Now, a word of warning, the cocktails are not subject to the 20% drinks discount. That is solely for the reason that the hotel has agreed to take the risk and buy these things in for us because we thought people would like them. So be mindful of that. A glass is £7, which is not cheap, and we'll say that from the outset. The hotel recognises it's not cheap, so they're putting on pitchers for £15, which, considering you get several glasses in them, that's actually quite a good deal. And they seem to be going down quite well online, actually. People are dying to have a sip of Starscream.
Grace and Petrina, two friends of ours, well, Petrina's a friend of ours. Grace is my fiancée. Shouldn't call her a friend, I suppose.
She's not your friend.
Have already got their orders ready.
You
know, yeah. Well, you know Grace the moment the word cocktail is mentioned. That's perhaps more telling of my fiancée than anything else, but
you said that, not me.
That's it, but I say that purely in the knowledge that she will never listen to this. So, yeah, no, cocktails, you know, you're saying, you know, the cocktails aren't cheap, but cocktails aren't cheap anyway.
That is a good point. You can pay £5 or £6 for a cocktail anyway, can't you?
You can pay £12, £13, £14.
Can you?
Trust me, I've been out cocktail drinking with Grace.
I haven't lived, David.
No.
Okay, so the cocktails are quite reasonably priced, and you should drink lots of them.
Yes, but definitely go with the pitchers as well, though. They are, they may not be as presented as nicely if you're pouring it into your own glass, but it'll certainly work out cheaper.
Absolutely. And you know what? They're great for friends as well. AA is all about, you know, assembly. It's in the title. It's all about making new friends. So what better way to make new friends than to bring them alcohol?
Yeah, absolutely. And please, ladies and gentlemen, you know, if you're listening to this and you're potentially, you know, going to be bringing children along with you as well, please don't take it that we're all a bunch of megalomaniac drunks. We really aren't. It is called AA for a reason, but only because of the fact that it's auto assembly. But the social aspect has always been something that we've been very proud with auto assembly, and is always something we continue to invest in and try to make better and better every year. Don't worry about it. We don't have problems. Well, we have problems, but alcohol's not one of them.
Not those problems, no. different private problems.
Yes, yeah. So what can we expect? Well, as it stands at the time of this recording, we are still working on the schedule for Auto Assembly, so we can't give you an exact blow-by-blow. However, what I would say to you is Friday night everything kicks off. Now, Friday night is generally our chilled night. If you've been before, you'll know what to expect from the Friday night. Lots of people getting together. We may very briefly have a small introductory panel, which ties in, generally speaking, with our Friday night themes, from one of our guests, who we'll talk about in just a moment. But generally speaking, Friday, as I say, it's a chilled out time. Billy, will people be able to pick up their passes on Friday?
They will. We're just deciding whether they'll be able to pick them up on Thursday if they're available.
Okay.
We need to just clarify that first, folks, so please don't take it as gospel. But yes, passes will be available for pickup as soon as we've got the staff to make it available.
Fantastic. Now then, the convention will start on Saturday morning in earnest. Generally speaking, what tends to happen is you get yourself an hour or so of shopping so you can get in. We would also as well, ladies and gentlemen, we know this has happened in years previous, but we would like to make you aware of the fact that we understand that sometimes people pay for the trip to Auto Assembly by sometimes offloading extra stock or extra toys that they do or do not want. We would ask you that if you are planning to sell any, and you are not planning to use the fan sales table that Auto Assembly provides, please don't do this in the bar area. Again, it's not something that the hotel particularly looks favorably on. It's also, I don't know if it's technically legal to be trading, like, in a hotel, without licenses and stuff like that, but we would ask, you know, if you are going to sell anything, if you've made private deals and things like that, that's absolutely fine, but please don't do it on the hotel convention floor itself.
If I could just add a little bit to that, the legality is a little murky, but I think, even that aside, there's a more important point, which is, and this goes for people doing commissioned sketches as well, by the way, not just toy sales and such. And that more important point is that we have professional artists, and, you know, writers and such, and we have people who make their living by selling toys. So we have traders, artists, all manner of guests. Now, contrary to common belief, AA does not have limitless funds. A lot of these guests pay to bring themselves to Auto Assembly. So it's really not nice when, you know, a high-profile guest flying in from another country has put all that time, all that effort, and all that money into coming to AA. They do it knowing that they're going to have to sell a certain amount of sketches in order to cover the cost of their flights. And then there are people who are not invited guests doing exactly the same thing in the bar. Likewise, if you're a trader, you know, you earn a living by selling toys, and you've paid for a stall at AA, and then there are people doing the same thing for free in the bar. So we're really going to come down hard on that if it happens this year. It's not because we want to be killjoys, it's just not fair to those people. So as David said, we would ask that if you do have any deals like that in mind, please make them collection-only deals. Please decide all of this stuff beforehand. You know, by all means, go online, tell people, hey, I'm selling, you know, all of these toys, or I'm going to do sketches. If you want to buy them, pick them up from me. But please don't be taking commissions or sales at AA. It's really not very nice.
Mm, yeah. So, as I say, Saturday morning, you'll be able to come in, do your shopping. Then we'll have our opening ceremony, and our program will run until late in the afternoon. At that point, we would ask everybody to leave the main hall while we close down for the evening and then start up for the Saturday night. Now, the Saturday night programming generally consists of a cosplay competition, a script reading, and generally me and Billy making a complete fool of ourselves.
That's not limited to the Saturday night, but it is more prevalent at that time.
It really is, yes. And then Saturday night will usually end with, again, you know, people chilling out, just getting to see each other, you know, having a great time. What I would say, however, in the Saturday night is that seating is limited. on a Saturday night. Generally speaking, it's a table and chairs kind of event, and we generally find that sometimes people can end up standing at the back. We appreciate the fact that this is unavoidable and this will happen, but if you're wanting to get a seat, you know, and you're wanting to get a decent seat, you know, maybe it might be wise, you know, trying to queue up a little early. Now, we do have an awful lot of cosplay competition entries, as we do every single year, and judging by some of the pictures online, they're going to be amazing, and we can't wait to see all of them. But what I would say to you as well is, with your cosplay costume and things like that, sometimes it can take a little bit of a while for us to get going with the cosplay, so just make sure that you're comfortable in what you're wearing. You know, we don't want anybody collapsing of heat exhaustion or anything like that. We will try and create a dedicated space for the cosplay contestants to sort of chill out so that they're not standing in the queue with everybody else. But, you know, just take it easy and we'll get round to you.
A quick note on the cosplay, actually. One of the things that can cause delays with cosplay competitions is that, generally me, I have to ask, it's my fault, I have to ask people to sign forms just to confirm that they're happy for us to take pictures. It's silly, but it's something that I have to do. That can be avoided if you send in your form in advance. Those application forms that we have on the website in the cosplay section, it's exactly the same form. So it would save an awful lot of time if you could do that in advance, please. We're hoping the Saturday night will be quite special this year, by the way. Not that it isn't normally, but this is the 30th anniversary, after all. So we've kind of branded it as a 30th birthday party, because anniversary is a boring word, let's be honest, and birthday is not boring. We have got a few surprises in mind, but you need a weekend ticket to attend that show, as is always the case. So if you want to come along, see all those great things David mentioned, the cosplay, the script reading, maybe some teasers as to what we're going to see in the future, and those surprises I've just mentioned, and make sure you have a weekend ticket.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that will always be great, and it is always the highlight of my auto-assembly, is the script reading, because we always tend to get the vast majority of our guests of honour involved. Now, this year, we're happy because, we've really pushed the boat out for the 30th anniversary of Transformers, as was expected. Generally speaking, I mean, I remember the days when a voice actor wasn't even discussed for auto assembly, but we have managed to get, you know, some amazing talent throughout the years. This year, we're pleased to bring, apart from all of the amazing artists that we've got, four voice actors who really cover the full spectrum, really, of Transformers, everything from Generation 1 to Transformers Prime and most things in between. We also have Flint Dilly. So let's very quickly just talk about the guests for a moment. But, our guests of honour. First of all, as I say, Flint Dilly is going to be there. We've mentioned him already. Flint Dilly is the man that took Transformers the movie and put it, that was the 86 Transformers movie. I should say that because there are some people out there
who believe there are other Transformers movies.
Well, there's that one, yeah. Flint Dilly is the guy that wrote the Transformers the movie script, and despite the fact that he is not credited on the movie as the writer, trust us, he is. we know these things because Transformers fans know everything. So we've got Flint coming. He's going to be fantastic. Our voice actors. First of all, we've got David Sobolov, who to many old-time fans is the voice of Depth Charge from Beast Wars, and also the voice of Shockwave from Transformers Prime. We've got Peter Spellos, who is everybody's favourite poetry-reading, haiku-loving shark, Skybite, from Transformers.
Only he's only just my favourite.
Only just. There's another one.
He edges a couple of others out. It was a fiercely fought competition. I'm still not sure. We could have a recount. This could be a Florida situation all over again.
Oh, my God. No. Again, ladies and gentlemen, there's probably some of you listening out there who don't even know what the Florida situation is. Because you're all so young, and you probably don't even know who Skybite is. But, you know, trust us, Skybite is awesome. We've got Michael McConaughey, who is the voice of Trax and Cosmos from Generation 1, which is absolutely fantastic. And we have a returning guest in Mr. Townsend Coleman, who is the voice of Sentinel Prime from Transformers Animated, as well as, you know, Michelangelo from the original Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles and slash Ninja Turtles. He is the Tick. I suppose that's one thing, ladies and gentlemen, that we would always say to you in regards to these guests, is that we would always ask you to remember that these voice actors, while they play some of your favourite Transformers characters, are voice actors. They are not Transformers actors. They have had a massive, varied career where they have dealt with, you know, hundreds of individual characters, some of the most popular characters, you know, that have ever existed, whether it be a comic book character or an anime character or something like that. They're not just limited to Transformers. So, you know, if you're thinking, oh, well, I'm not really bothered about getting anything signed for Transformers, but I really, really want, you know, Michelangelo, I'm sure Townsend would have no problem in helping out with something like that.
Not in the slightest.
So yeah. And again, we've obviously got our comic book guests, we've got the Regeneration 1 team, we've got Livia Ramondelli, we've got Jim Sorensen, all of them coming back. And we have a we've got Nick Roche, Ed Perry's gonna be there. We also have two comic book guests who are going to be making their auto assembly debut, which I'm very excited for. First of all, we've got the current colorist of Transformers More Than Meets the Eye, Joanna LaFuente. Which is fantastic, and making his auto assembly debut, a man that I'm very excited to have, Mr. Casey Collar, who has provided artwork for some just amazing IDW comics over the years.
Mm, absolutely, I'm not excited about Casey. I am. I've met him. He's a great guy. I'm particularly excited about Joanna, firstly because I've not met her, and secondly because it rounds out our More Than Meets the Eye creative team, which I think is a fantastic thing we have going this year. We're going to have Joanna, Alex Milne, who's the artist, and James Roberts, who's the writer, all on stage at once, which I think is mind-blowing for us, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're a fan of More Than Meets the Eye, let's be honest, who isn't, Auto Assembly is going to be a fantastic place for you to meet those creators. So, a couple of things. When it comes to artists taking commissions and things like that, please bear in mind that the art is not a quick process, and, you know, these people are taking commissions in advance. So if you don't want to be disappointed, please speak. Go to the Auto Assembly website. There are details on there. You can usually find the creators and things like that on social media, Facebook, things like that. And they, like I said, do take commissions in advance. It's just to make things easier for them. As much as they want to take part in Auto Assembly, many, many years have gone past where artists lock themselves away on the Saturday night purely because of the fact that they've got too much work to do.
Okay. One other thing which I think I probably just cut David off on, and I do apologise for that, Dave, is that this year we'll also have Artist Alley. This is the first year we had an Artist Alley. It is different to the main guest section. It will be filled with professional artists. It's something we might be expanding in future years. This year I think we have about 5 artists confirmed. So please go and have a look there. There are great guys like Jason Cardi, Kat Nicholson, Lee Bradley, lots of great artists out there, so don't forget them after a sketch. It doesn't have to be from one artist in particular.
Yeah, absolutely. And when it comes to the guests and things like that, if you're wanting to get an autograph, by all means, please go ahead and do that. We would impose a 2-per-attendee autograph limit per guest. The only reason for this is that there are an awful lot of people who will be in the queue behind you, and we appreciate the fact that some people want an awful lot of things signed. But if you want your entire More Than Meets the Eye collection signed, and there is somebody behind you who just wants issue 12 signed, that person will be boring a hole right into the back of your head the entire time. And as much as people get on at Auto Assembly, we just don't want their wrath coming down on you. So please just be considerate. Bear in mind that other people are after it as well. Hey, you know what? If later on in the day the guest that you want something signed for is quiet and doesn't have anybody there, we've got no objection to you going back up again. But at any one time, please just keep it to 2 items per attendee. We will be obviously monitoring the queues and things like that. All of our guests will sign your stuff and will be available for pictures, and they don't charge for it. That is one thing that Auto Assembly has always prided itself on. We never ask money. You've paid your money to meet these guests. And now, granted, some of our guests, like the artists and like the writers and the voice actors, will perhaps have prints or pictures on sale and things like that. Those will be at extra cost, but the photographs and the artwork, and the signatures, rather, will be completely free of charge. And the other thing, because this is always something that happens at Auto Assembly as well, we do our best to try and minimize this, but please, when you are queuing, just try and queue in the most thoughtful and mindful way possible. Sometimes we appreciate the fact that some guests can be very busy, but if other people are trying to get to other guests and the queues are going the wrong way, or you're blocking an exit or something like that, that may be something that we would have to cap that line on and send people away, purely for health and safety reasons more than anything else.
So absolutely. So if the staff is saying something, please don't be upset that that is the reason why they're moving queues if they do that.
Yeah, exactly. Couple of other things as well, just as we start to move into the end of this. This year, out front, we are going to be visited by two Transformers, ladies and gentlemen, in both Bumblebee and Barricade from the live-action movies. Billy, do you just want to very quickly touch on this?
Yeah, very quickly, but I will do. We have some fantastic colleagues who pride themselves on these two beautiful vehicles. They have a customized Barricade, which is the Ford Mustang, and a Bumblebee Chevy Camaro vehicle. Now, they're not the vehicles used in the movies. We're not trying to kid people, but they are presented as close to that as possible. I believe the Camaro is actually the Transformers edition of that vehicle, so it really is as close as you can get. And Barricade looks phenomenal. Now, we're just finalising where the vehicles are going to go. They're probably going to go right outside the front door in the VIP parking area. You can't really miss them. They do look like Transformers. The deal with the vehicles is this. If you would like to go and take a picture of them or have your picture taken with them, that is free, because the people providing them are fantastic people. If, however, you wish to have a picture taken inside any of the vehicles, there will be a £5 charge. That is because Cybertronians do not like humans and they do not want sweat. So they have to be valeted thereafter. But that's the only time you're going to be charged. You can have as many pictures next to them as you want. All we ask is, if you've got keys dangling from a chain on your waist or something, please be careful. They're expensive cars. Don't scratch them. Don't do that. That's not cool.
No, it certainly is not. Also as well, we're very pleased to have Nick Hardy coming back as well this year.
Nick Hardy, if you don't know him, is AA's official photographer. So, as in previous years, he will be running all over the show, getting into some strange, weird contortion-type positions in order to take pictures from all manner of crazy angles. Now, in addition to that, Nick is bringing his full toolkit this year. He's opening what he has called Reflector's Studio. Now, right, because this means that Reflector, I'm calling him already, this means that Nick is going to have his own photo booth at the con. It'll be in the dealer's area, so you'll be able to find him. But great, for a small charge, he will print off pictures of you and your friend, or you and toys, or you and pretty much anything you want to be photographed with. I have it on good authority that what he will be doing is taking pictures and then adding them to a website thereafter. You'll then be able to check them, see which ones you want to purchase, and then download the full resolution image. And I think that's great for AA. I think that's really good, to be honest. I think we should get some stage pictures done, Dave. What do you think?
No, I think that could be a definite. Yeah. So if you see a man squeezing into really tight spots with a camera, don't worry about it. We let him out.
It's okay.
Yeah, yeah. And really, that is all of the major things in relation to the guests and who's going to be there. There are a couple of things, just a few do's and don'ts that we would always recommend, ladies and gentlemen, as well. We would ask, obviously, if you are coming to AutoAssembly, that, and I know for every single person out there who's listening to this, I'm sounding like an idiot, because you all know this, but we would ask always that you conduct yourself in a respectful and friendly manner at all times. Yes, there can be an awful lot of people there. Yes, it can be an awfully tiring time carrying all those toys back and forth and playing with them and things like that. But please also be aware of the fact that we do have young children who are going to be there as well. So always conduct yourself with, humility and a little bit of decency at all time. And then on the night time, you can let your hair down by all means. In regards to the staff at the hotel, again, if you feel that, you didn't get your discount or anything like that, just have a word with them. They will confirm it for you. There's no harm in that whatsoever. Everybody makes mistakes. And again, the hotel staff are fully aware of what their role is going to be, and they want to help you because, we're paying them and we are giving them the business, and, they are very grateful of that, and we are very grateful of them, providing us with their facility to host AutoAssembly.
Sorry, Dave. I'm sorry. It's my first podcast, everyone. I do apologise. If I could link into the word business, I think that's an important point. I'd just like to expand on for just a second. This is business to the hotel, whereas this is hopefully the event of the year to all of you. We've worked really hard on it all year round, sometimes for more than a year, got to be honest. You guys have hopefully anticipated it and saved for it all year round, but to the staff at the hotel, this is another weekend, this is another event, this is another shift. They do hundreds of them a year. They're very professional, but AA is not the be-all and end-all of their life, so they may not be as enthused as you at all times when you start being silly in the bar and stuff. That's understandable, but they are generally fantastic staff, and as David said, if they don't do us a good service, they don't get our business. And that's why they do us a fantastic service. So we want to maintain that relationship. So please do treat everyone with respect and courtesy.
Yeah, absolutely. And that would extend as well, not only to, the other guests, the guests that are going to be there, and the hotel staff and the other attendees, but we would also ask as well that you be especially respectful to the dealers who are coming. As Billy has already mentioned, these people make their living by trading and selling in toys or books or whatever it may be that's there. You may not agree with some of their prices, you may love some of their prices, but they obviously are the ones that make those final decisions. And yes, we would always say that they are entirely open to haggling. You can do that, but obviously always do it in a respectful manner, with one exception, ladies and gentlemen. Every single year, there is a stall at AutoAssembly, which is hosted and put on by several amazing people called Toy Foo. You will go there and you will see some of the most amazing stuff that they have. Now, all of the stuff that Toy Foo gets in and all of the money that is made by Toy Foo does not go directly into Toy Foo's pockets. It goes directly to charity. They run the stall every year for charity. Please, ladies and gentlemen, don't try and haggle with Toy Foo.
Nope. Can't add any more than that. Don't haggle with them. They'll probably put the prices up if you try.
Yeah, I know some of the people who run it. They're Scottish as well.
So. Oh, they'll definitely put the prices up if you try. Yeah. They're our friends, so we can say that.
Yeah, they are, absolutely. But they do an amazing job for an amazing cause, and and please, you know, just know that. In regards to our guests as well, one final thing that I want to bring up on there is the fact that we appreciate that with social media and things like that, it gives people the ability to do what we're doing now, a podcast, or it gives them the ability to do a YouTube video. And for some of you, this may be the first and only time that you will meet Peter Spellos or David Sobolov or one of the amazing guests that we have, and you may want the opportunity to try and record something. What we would say to you is that those guests have been brought over in order so that everybody at the convention can get to see them and things like that. They do run to a timetable, and that is a timetable that Auto Assembly puts in place. If you are going to do anything like that, I'm sure if the guests are agreeable to doing it, please do it outside of the normal convention hours. Please do not try and take any of the guests away at 2 o'clock in the afternoon if they've got a panel on at 2:30 in the afternoon. Because if those guests aren't on stage, it puts Auto Assembly behind, and it potentially means that we have to cut things from the program that somebody may really be looking forward to. And believe it or not, it has happened before. And it is something that we work desperately to avoid. There is somebody who you will probably be seeing an awful lot over the weekend. Her name is Tori. She is, well, a lot of people will know Tori, but you'll probably get to meet her over the course of the weekend. She is the liaison for the guests. If you've got any questions or any queries or anything like that and you don't feel like asking the guests, Tori is there. So please have a word with Tori. Tori will see what she can do. But the book starts and stops with the guests and with Tori. So if you get on her good side, life is good. If you get on her bad side, I would just leave, to be honest. No, I'm kidding. But
I think that's true outside of the guest issue. I think that's true in life generally.
Just leave life.
No, just get on with Tori in life.
Yeah, it makes things an awful lot easier. But Tori will be around with all of our guests for the duration of the weekend, and she will be doing an amazing job, I'm sure, as will everybody. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, during the Thursday and the Friday and the Saturday night, we will be having setups and things like that. So we would please ask that you refrain from entering the main hall while we're doing that, purely for health and safety reasons. There will be a lot of big equipment being moved with a lot of big ladders and a lot of big people moving them. While you may be tempted to sneak your head in and things like that and see what's going on, if we do see that, we may send one of those big people with a big piece of equipment after you. Only for your health and safety.
Sorry. Can I just add something to this point? This would be my my Ultra Magnus time during the podcast. I'll take especially seriously, because my overall title is Operations Manager, which means the buck stops with me when it comes to setup and who's on site during setup. David's being very polite. I will be. If you're in the room during setup or breakdown and you're not a member of staff, you will be told to leave. And that is for your safety and the convention's safety. Now, it's very tempting because we all get on really well with our dealers, for instance, and some of our guests, and sometimes one of them, quite innocently, might say, hey, do you mind giving me a hand with this box? Do you mind giving me a hand with my bag? We'll just be a minute. You pop in good faith, give them a hand, and then you've got me shouting at you. Sadly, that is going to happen if you come in. It's absolutely not allowed. It's pretty much the worst thing you can do at AA. You're not insured to be in the room. We're not insured to have you in the room. And the hotel probably is going to withhold its own indemnity if it finds that you were not in there. Don't do that. Please, we take that very seriously. Or I do, at least, which is why I have my Magnus tone on.
Yes, you are the Ultra Magnus of Auto Assembly.
Sorry, I don't do it very often, but that is very, very serious. Please don't do that. I don't care if you're my friend. I will kick you out.
Yes, yeah. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, just again, you know, auto assembly, there's an awful lot of people there. It is during the summer months. If the temperature right now is anything to go by, it's perhaps going to be extremely hot. So we would always ask, you know, that you take with you at least some, deodorant and make sure that, you know, you take good care of yourself, just in terms of making sure that you're drinking properly and that you're eating properly and things like that. We don't want to send anybody away, especially in an ambulance. So, you know, just take care of it. And when it comes to the convention itself, for panels and things like that, by all means, we don't have any objection to you recording the panels or alternatively taking photographs. There will be some instances where we will say that no filming is allowed. We would ask you to respect that. If we're doing it, we're doing it for a specific reason, which may not seem apparent, but we are. So again, please just be aware of that, and you know, we'll get on fine, and Billy won't have to chase you.
No. It will happen.
It will. Yeah. He may seem calm and collected now, ladies and gentlemen, but just wait until he starts chasing you down like a zombie from 28 Days Later or something like that.
I have a megaphone and lots of masking tape.
Yes.
It's true.
I believe the only proper reply to that is, ooh. Billy, is there anything else that you want to touch on before we let all of these people go?
I would just like to firstly thank everyone for listening to this, especially for listening to me. It's not the type of thing I would normally do. I've cut David up a number of times, which I apologise. Thanks a lot for putting up with me through this in my newbie fashion. I would just like to emphasise a couple of the points that we went over. Respect, please respect everybody, and please socialise. Just have fun, you know, it's a great event. Assembly, as I said before, is in the title for a reason. This is not auto buy toys and go away. This is auto assembly. Please, if you're new in particular, just come and introduce yourself to somebody. It can be me if you like. It probably shouldn't be. Not if I've got the megaphone, but it can be any of us. It can be a staff member. It can be someone in the bar. It can be someone on that welcome desk, which is really important. Just get involved. You won't regret it. You will go away with friends.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right. Billy, let us go and start putting the finishing touches to this convention.
Absolutely. It's about time, I think.
Yes, and we will see you all in, by the time you're listening to this, less than 2 weeks. So enjoy yourselves, and we will see you shortly.
Bye-bye.